This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, your favorite Masechta, my favorite Masechta. We are continuing in the ninth parak, Yesh Mutarais. We're up to Daf 87, page Pei Zayin. And we're going to continue speaking about the subject of under what conditions a woman can eat truma if she's a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen or a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael. We're up to the very beginning of Daf Pei Zayin, Amud Aleph. Welcome, everyone. Bas Kohen Shenisus Yisrael, the daughter of a Kohen who was fully married to Yisrael. So that passes her from eating truma lo yisaycha b'truma. Meis, if the husband dies, the Yisrael dies, and she has a kid from him, she cannot eat truma. Nisas a Levi, if she marries a Levi, so despite that, the fact that she has a son from Yisrael, she could eat maaser. Meis, if the Levi dies, she could continue to eat maaser. Nisas the Kayin, if she marries a Kayin, she could eat truma. Meis, if the Kohen dies, v'lahi menu ben, taicha b'tshuma, she could continue to eat tshuma. Meis bena mikayin, if her son from the Kohen dies, loy taicha b'tshuma, but she could eat maaser because she has a kid from the Levi. Meis bena mi Levi loy taicha b'maaser. Meis bena mi Yisrael, if after this whole long ordeal and journey from three different husbands, her third child died from the Yisrael, she goes back to her father's house, and she could eat the chuma of her father. Chazar sabay saviya. B'alzu nemar, and about such a scenario, Chazal say, v'shava el bay saviya, she'll return to her father's house, kinureha, like her youth, milecha mavia soichel, she could eat from the bread of her father. Okay, simple enough. Says the Holy Gemara, Meis bena milevi, when her son from the Levi dies, Toichal b'tshuma, she could go back and eat shuma. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael, that her son from the Levi dies, she could eat shuma because of her son. Here, let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Abbas Yisrael, that Nisis L'Kayin, she could eat Shuma. If the husband dies and she has a kid, she could eat Shuma. She marries a Levi, she could eat Meiser. If the Levi dies and you have a kid, she could eat Meiser. But when the kid from the Levi and the Yisrael dies, so then she still has a kid from the Kayin, she could go back to eat from the Kayin's possession. Again, this is the case of Bas Yisrael that will revert back to eating the chuma of her original husband because of her son when the children from other marriages die. Meis benami levi taicha b'tshuma dehadra achla misham bena minalan. From where do we know this? How do I know that a zara who eats because of her son and she marries a zar, and the Tzar dies, she could go back and eat from her previous husband? How do you know her original son allows her to return to the truma of her original husband? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, it says in the Pasuk, Ubas Kohen, Kisia, Almana Ugrusha, Vizara Einla, Vishava Elbe Saviha. The daughter of a Kohen. So we darshan Bas Ubas. So even though this is not a Bas Kohen, this is a Bas Yisrael. But we, just like a Bas Kohen who marries the Tsar, when the guy dies, she returns a Bas Yisrael who ate Shuma because of her husband. And she went to a different husband. And that husband died and she could also return. The same way a Bas Kohen could return upon the demise of her husband, a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen and once ate Truma and then lost that ability could return. We learn it from the Basu Bas Kaman, Rabbi Akiva, to Darish Vavi. This goes like Rabbi Akiva, who darshins a Vav. Says Gemara, Filu Tema Rabbanan. You could even say it goes like the Rabbanan. Kula Ubas Kra Yiserahu. Even the rabbis who don't darshan an extra vav would agree in this case you could darshan. You know why you could darshan in this case? Because the entire word is extra. It says, Ubas koyen kisiel irzar. It doesn't have to say Ubas koyen because the previous pasuk is talking about a bas koyen. Rashi points out, it says earlier on, Ubas koyen kisiel irzar. Earlier, and then it says Ubasken Kisiya Amana. It doesn't have to say Ubasken Kisiya Amana. It could just say Kisiya Amana. We already know we're talking about a Baskoin. So the whole expression is extra. Fine. Now we start a new topic. This is not a difficult topic. This is the idea. And we had this idea earlier on Daf Samach Ches Amad Beis. That when a woman returns to eat the truma of her father, she can only eat the truma of her father, but she can't eat the sacrificial parts that her father was entitled to eat. We know a kohen is given the chazeh v'shoik, the breast and the thigh of the animal, and he's allowed to feed it to all his household members. So you would think, okay, she's returning back to her house, to the household of her father, so now her father could feed her the chazeh v'shoik. We say no. The father can only feed her from the truma of his household. He cannot feed her from the chaz of a shaykh. This is something we had earlier. We had this before. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught, Kishi chazeras, chazeras, le truma vein chazeras, le chaz of a shaykh. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravina, Bar Shila, Maikra. Where do we learn this out from? We learn it out from he b'tshumas hakadoshim lo yisoichal. She in the truma of kodshim she cannot eat. Now, what is this pasuk talking about? It says, Ubas kohen kisiya le'ish zar, he besrumas hakadoshim le'isaychal. The daughter of a kohen, when she marries a foreigner, she cannot eat the chumas hakadoshim. It doesn't just say b'chumas hakadoshim. It doesn't just say b'chuma. It says b'chumas hakadoshim le'isaychal, b'mura min hakadoshim. That which is gifted from kadoshim le'isaychal. Rashi says this is referring to the chaza v'shaik. It could have said v'kadashim. It says b'chumas kadashim. And when it says lo yisoichal, it's forever. So I would have asked, what do you mean? The same way when her husband died, she could go back and eat chuma. When her husband died, she should be able to go back and eat the chaza v'shaik. So Rashi says, no, don't ask that question. V'loy tema b'yosheves tachas ba'al Yisrael k'demash makra. Don't say it's only talking about when she's under the domain of her husband, like it says, Ubaskein kisiel eshzar. Because that pasuk is not even talking about the domain of her husband. We darshan on daf samaches, it's talking about if she merely had relations to someone who is pasul to her. Be it as it may, from this drasha, we learn out that while she could return to eat the truma of her father, she cannot return to... She cannot return to eat the chaz of a sheik. We're going to take a battery timeout.
Would that also disqualify her?
That's what it seems like. If she's nivela l'pasala, then she... that sounds like it disqualifies her. That's how we darshan it earlier. So now the Gemara is going to bring various drashas of how we know that when a woman reverts back to her father's house, she only reverts back to achilas truma, but she does not revert back to eating of the chaz of a sheikh. Says Gemara Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. It says milechem aviha soichel, from the bread of the father she can eat. Right? It says ubas koin kisia amana grusha v'zera ein la v'shava b'savia. She can eat the father's bread. Milechem, from the bread. V'loy kolechem, not all the bread. Prat l'chaz of a shek. That excludes the breast and the thigh of the animal. So that's the drasha is milechem v'loy kolechem. Maskif lo Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked, how do you know that when she returns, she could eat? How do you know it means that when she returns to her father and we're saying she cannot, she doesn't return completely, but rather there's certain limitations on her return? How do you know it comes to exclude Chaz v'Shoik? Maybe what it comes to exclude is that the father no longer has the rights to be made for her nedarim. Maybe the limitation on the return to the father is not going on that now she could return to Truma, but she can't return to Chaz v'Shoik. Maybe it means she could return to Truma, and she doesn't return that the father no longer has authority to be made for her nedarim. Says Gemara, that's obvious. Of course the father can't be made for her nedarim. Because even if the father... See, the halacha is that a father can be made for the nedarim of her, of his daughter. Once the woman has nesuin, the husband is made for her nedarim. In the period of erusin, then they both have to do it. If during erusin the father gave her over to the shluchim of the husband, then the father loses all rights to her, and he can no longer be made for her nedarim. So certainly over here, where she was fully married to someone else, of course the father cannot be made for her nedarim. Amar Rava Kvar Paska, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana is already paskin, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. V'neidar almana u'grusha yakam aleh. The nedarim of a widow or a grusha will stand. She doesn't have a husband to be made for. She doesn't have a father to be made for. Says Gemara, ma tamaloy mar. What's the chiddush of a neder amana ugrusha will stand? She's already been emerged from the domain of the father, and she's been emerged from the domain of the husband. Ella, rather, hare shamasar ha'av l'shluchei habal. If the father gave her over an arusa to the messengers of the husband, the nisarmalan, she became an almana, a nisgarsha, bedarach. Hechani karba beisavir shazu, oy beisbal shazu. I would not call it the. I would not consider her not a member of her father's household, and not a member of her husband's household. So, in this case, where she didn't even have nesuin, nevertheless, the father cannot be mefer. So, why do I need the pasuk v'neidar amanu grusha yakum aleha? Of course, in that case, right, the Gemara wants to know, why do I need the pasuk that the nedarim of an almana and a grusha will stand? Of course they stand. She's not in anyone's rishus. It's rather coming to teach me that if the father gave her over to the shluchei habal, or the shluchei ha'av gave her over to the shluchei habal, that I don't call it not the base of viha or the base baal shazu. From here we learn out, Eloloi malach, kivan shiyatza sha'ach and rishus ha'av, once she left, even for a moment, the domain of the father, shuvena yachal hafer, you can't be mefer anymore. So certainly in our case, where she left the domain of the father because she was married, of course the father can't be mefer. So I would not need the pasuk to say she returns to eating chuma, but she does not return to hafaras nadarim, because it's obvious the father cannot be made for a nadarim. Once she leaves his domain, even for a moment, the father never regains the ability to be made for her nadarim. Now the Gemara is going to quote some other limudim of how we know that when a woman returns to her father's household for chuma, she does not return for chaz v'shoik. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Milechem avia soichel. Rav Papa said, from the bread of her husband, of her father, she will eat. Lechem akonoi leavia, only bread that her father owns. Truma is the ownership of a kohen. But chaz v'shoik is not the ownership of a kohen. Chaz v'shoik is a gift that God allows the kohen to eat off of his holy table. Prat l'chaz v'shoik, that excludes l'chaz v'shoik, d'mishulchan gavaya kazacho. That is something that you merit from the table upon high. So therefore the pasuk is saying, milechem avia teicha. You can only eat bread that's owned by your father, but you can't eat chaz v'shoik, which is not actually owned by the father. V'rava amar. It says, v'es Chazeh ha-tenufa, the breast of waving, the ashoik ha-truma, the thigh of lifting up, toichlu, ata uvanecha uvnoisecha itach, you and your son and your daughter with you, from which we learn, bizman she'itcha, they can only eat chazeh v'shoik when they're with you, but when they're left your domain, then they cannot eat the chazeh v'shoik. Now the Gemara says a whopper of a chiddush. Even though a bas kohen, when she returns to her father's domain, she doesn't eat truma. But she, again, even though a bas kohen, when she returns to her father's domain, she eats truma. She does not return to chaz v'shoik. However, the mother of a kohen, not a bas kohen, a Bas Yisrael, who married a Kohen. A Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen. Who has a son who's a Kohen. And let's say she married a Levi, and the Levi died. And then she had a kid from the Levi, and the kid from the Levi died. And now she comes back to her father's domain, to her husband's domain, because she had a kid from the Kohen. Like this. Sprintzel was married to Reuven HaKohen. And she had a kid from Reuven HaKohen. And Reuven died, but she had a kid, so she continued to eat Shuma. Then she married a Levi, and she couldn't eat Shuma. And she had a kid from the Levi. And then her husband, the Levi, died, but she still couldn't eat Shuma because she had a kid. And then the kid dies. Now she goes back, and she eats Shuma on account of the kid from the Kohen. Not only does she eat Shuma, she even eats Chaz v'Shoik. A Bas Kohen doesn't go back to Chaz v'Shoik. A Bas Yisrael that eats truma because of her son could eat the Chaz v'Shoik. You hear that? That's a chiddush on a random Monday night in the middle of January. That's a chiddush I ever heard one. It's probably even cold in Florida. Yeah? Says the Gemara, Amr of Adar Bar Ava, Tana, Keshihi Chayzeres Abeis Avia, Chayzeres Letruma, but b'shvil b'na af chazeres af l'chaz v'shoik. But Rashi, ta first white line, bas Yisrael chazeres lecha b'shvil because of her son. Let's say she was yod mekayin, and she married Yisrael, and Yisrael died. She even goes back to chaz v'shoik. Azal Rav Mordechai. You ever hear of Rav Mordechai? I don't remember seeing Rav Mordechai. Could be we had it somewhere in Shas, but because Purim is coming, that's why, right? Azar Rav Mordechai, Amra l'shmaita kameder Rav Ashi, Amar meicha kumis rabis. Where do we know? This is how the sugya started. How do you know a Bas Yisrael who had a kid from a kohen lost the ability to eat truma, but then her second husband died, and she goes back to eat truma from her son, meicha kumis rabba? How do you know she eats truma? Meyubas, because it says from the daughter, we learn it from the Ubas Koyin Kisiya Amana Grusha. It's an extra pasuk. But the Bas Koyin herself cannot go back in Yichaz of a Shaykh. So how could the woman included from the extra pasuk Ubas, which is the Bas Yisrael, be better than the actual Bas Koyin? The Bas Koyin herself, she cannot go back to Chaz of a Shaykh. So how could the Bas Yisrael be better than her? The Bas Yisrael is only learned out from a Reboy. But the pasuk itself, the woman who the pasuk itself is talking about, cannot go back and eat the chaz of a sheik. Says the Gemara, what do you want from my life? The reason why the woman herself cannot go back and eat chaz of a sheik is because she's explicitly excluded from all the limudim that our Gemara mentioned. But the Bas Yisrael, there are no drushas that say she can't eat the chaz of a sheik. So without a drusha saying she can't eat from the chaz of a sheik, she could eat from the chaz of a sheik. Says the Gemara, Hasam Ksivim Miyuta. There it says exclusions. Hachaloi Ksivim Miyuta, but here there are no exclusions. Vaiter Gagangen in Masechta Yevamos.
If she were to marry another Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen marries another Kohen, she would go back, and she would be able to eat from her son's. Right, but she would not be able to eat from her father's, but only from her, only whatever was given to her son, which is, so on one side she can eat, on the other side she can't eat.
Right. Good point, yeah. So her ability to eat from her husband's estate is stronger than the ability to eat from her father's estate. Why? It's Gzeres HaKasuv. Fine, the Gemara continues. Bas Koyin Shinisus Yisrael. A Bas Koyin who marries Yisrael. So she loses the ability to eat Chuma. Her husband dies, she goes back and she eats Chuma. Tana Rabbanan. Vishava El Beis Aviyah. She returns to her father's household. Prad L'Shemeres Yavam. That's only if she returns completely, but if she is Zokuk. But Bas Koyin is Zakuk to Yisrael, she does not go back and eat Truma. Kinureha, she goes back and she eats Truma. If she's like her youth, Prat Lumubera, that's if she's not pregnant. If she's pregnant from a Koyin, she doesn't go back. It's not like her youth. Says Gemara, why do I need a Pasuk, Halt Cup over here, why do I need a Pasuk to say that if she's pregnant from Yisrael, she doesn't go back and eat Truma? Valoy Dinhu, it's a simple Kabachomer. If in a situation where we don't make a child from the first one like a child from the second one to exempt her from Yibam, let's say like this, woman's married to a guy, she has a kid. Okay, she has a kid, the guy dies, so there's no Yibam, she has a kid. She marries another guy. From the second guy, she doesn't have a kid. So then, second guy dies, she has to do Yibam to the third brother. Aye, but she has a kid from the first guy. What do we care if she has a kid from the first guy? She doesn't have a kid from the second guy. So in a situation, and yet, if from the second guy she's pregnant, she doesn't do Yibam. So a kid from the first guy is not like a kid from the second guy. But pregnant kills the Yibam. Makom shasa Vlad min Arishan ke Vlad min Asheni. In a situation where we make a Vlad from the first guy like a Vlad from the second guy, listen to this case, a Bas Koyin that marries a Yisrael. And she has a kid. And the Yisrael dies. And she marries another guy. And he dies without children. Again, a Bas Koyin, she marries one Yisrael, she has a kid, he dies, she marries another guy, he dies. Could she eat Truma? No. Why? Because she has a kid from the first guy. So it means a kid from the first guy stops her from eating Truma. Then, certainly, if she's pregnant from the second guy, it should stop her from eating Truma. Because if, in a Yibum case, a kid from the first guy is nothing, and a kid from the second guy. A kid from the first guy is nothing, and yet pregnant from the second guy will kill her yibum by truma. Where a kid by the first guy kills her truma, certainly pregnant from the second guy should ruin her truma. That's the Kal Vachomer. If by Yibum, where a kid from the second guy is a... I'm sorry. If by Yibum, where a kid from the first guy is not a Yibum buster, pregnant from the second guy is, then by Truma, where a kid from the first guy is a Truma buster, certainly pregnant from the second guy should be. So why do I need a pasuk that excludes her from Truma?
Because the purpose of Yibum is on Shem Achiv. There's a big chilek.
That what? You want to say by Yibum, the reason why, like, what does Yibum got to do with Truma? Why is,
the purpose of the Yibum is to perpetuate, is Al Shem Achiv. So if even if she had a child from the first husband, the second husband, there's no child. So it's
as opposed to by Truma, she's still attached to a non-Kayan estate. Okay, it's a good ha'ara. Let's see what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Eino din shenasa uber kilud." Says Gemara, "Loi, mali asa uber kilud le'inyan yibum." Maybe only by yibum a pregnancy will kill the yibum. You know why? Sharei asa mesim kachayim. A dead person is like a living person. What if she had a kid from the second guy? Right? She had a kid from the... She had a child from the second husband. And the second husband died. And she has a kid. And then the kid dies. She doesn't fall to Yibam. Because it's not derachea darchinoyim. It... At the time she fell, she had a kid. If the kid dies, she would not go to Yibam. That means even dead... You know why by Yibam, pregnancy is a Yibam buster? Because even dead people are Yibam busters. Masha'in came by Truma, where if she had a kid from the second guy, and the kid died, she would go back to Truma, where dead people are not Truma busters. So... A how do you say fetus in plural? We have a doctor, feti? Fetuses? Could someone explain that to me, please? Is the plural of fetus, feti? No way, right? That sounds too funny. Why not? What's the hesber hadvarim? That's always a kasha I had. You know, the plural of foot is feet. What's the plural of moose? Mies? Come on. Well, you have a chid. I don't see your Google answer. What did you say it?
Fetuses.
Fetuses? Why not feti?
As a state.
I'll tell you the pshat. I'll tell you the pshat, because it really depends on the origin of the language that the English word comes from. So foot becomes feet, but moose comes from a different language that's not subject to the... So it could be, we could say the same shot over here. Okay, but the Gemara says that maybe only by Yibum, a pregnancy is a Yibum buster, because even a dead child is a Yibum buster. Masha ain came by Truma, where having a dead child, where if the kid was alive and then died, you would go back to eating Truma, maybe a fetus would not kill the Truma.
But the fetus is not born, she has a miscarriage. She would still have to do Yibum, no?
Right, because that means it was never a Ben Kayama, but right now, right presently. So therefore, Tamalaymar, Kinura pralumu baras. So basically, I have two drashas. I have, how do you know that if a woman has is pregnant, she doesn't go back to eating the truma of her father? That I learned from Kinureha. How do you know if she has a child, she doesn't go back to eating the truma of her father? That I learned from Vizera Inla. So why would I need both drashas? I mean, if I know that if she's pregnant, she doesn't go back, why do I need a pasuk that if she has a kid, she doesn't go back? And if I have a pasuk that if she has a kid, she doesn't go back, why do I need a pasuk that if she's pregnant, she doesn't go back? Why can't I learn both of these halachas from one pasuk? So the Gemara says, interesting, v'yitzrich l'mechta mu'baras, v'yitzrich l'mechta v'zera inla. D'ikas rachman v'zera inla. If it would just say that if she doesn't have a kid, then she goes back, that means a kid precludes yubam. You know why? I would think only a kid precludes yubam, but not a fetus. Because meikar achad gufa vashta tre gufa. A kid precludes eating truma because, look, she originally was one body. Now she's two entities, her and a kid. So that stops her from eating truma. But mubaras meikar achad gufa vashta achad gufa ima techel. But if she's pregnant, she was one body, she's still one body, she's still one entity, maybe she could eat truma. Because of Rachman Mu'ubaras, if the Torah would have written Mu'ubaras, Dmeikara Gufa Srika Vahashta Gufa Malia, she was fundamentally changed. You know why she can't go back and eat truma? Because she used to be an empty body, and now she's a full body. But now that if she just has a kid, nothing changed about her. She's the same lady. She produced the kid, but her entity as is did not change. Aval zera inla, but having a kid, the mekar gufasrika. In the beginning, she was empty. Vashti gufasrika. Now she's empty. Emaloy, I would think a kid doesn't preclude her. Therefore, I need both drashas kenurah to exclude muberes and zera inla to exclude someone who has a child. Tzricha, so I need both of them. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to finish the perek and do the rest of Pezayin Amad Beis. Wishing everyone an amazing rest of the night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.